Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you?
Hi, my Vicki. My name is Dorothy. I am calling from United Southern Bank. I have a customer here that does not recognize a charge on her account. And I wondered if you could help us with that.
Certainly. It'd be my pleasure. May I have the zip code on that account, please?
The zip, let me see. The zip code is 32778.
And the name on that account, please?
Her name is Rebecca. And I'll spell the last name, Goetschius.
One moment, please. Okay, and can I, for security purposes on this account, verify that shipping address for me, ma'am?
1785 College Park Drive, Tavares, Florida, 32778.
Thank you. One moment. It looks like she's been enrobed in this mobile food app. They call it Bites Up because she responded to a sweepstakes to win a free iPad. They charge $59.89 a month. However, they do offer for $20 a month. And let's see. Hang on, let me check something out here. Okay, and it states here that it's a non-refundable charge.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk to her real quick, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Vicki, and I'm with customer support. The charge on your account for $59.89, ma'am, is for a sweepstakes to win a free iPad. They charged you $59.89 for the monthly membership fee. Can I place you on a brief hold, please?
A brief hold?
Just a brief hold, ma'am, while I speak to my supervisor. Thank you so much.
That's fine. Put me on hold so she can speak to her supervisor. What the hell are they talking about? Sweepstakes. I would never pay $60 for a sweepstakes. I don't have money like that. Are you insane?
Well, demand your money back.
I'm floored right now. I just...
We might have signed up on something online.
Last night I didn't get home until 9 o'clock at night, and I didn't even get on my damn phone or computer. Is it saying it was made last night?
I don't know that.
Thank you for holding for me, Miss Rebecca. Okay, I just spoke with the supervisor, and she concurred that it's a non-refundable charge because of the terms and conditions that were on that website. They had a
refundable.
Yes, ma'am.
I did not sign up for a $60 sweepstakes, ma'am. I have no money to be doing anything like that. Like, I cannot afford to hand over $60 for a sweepstakes. I didn't even apply for no free iPad. I just bought a tablet not that long ago.
I understand, ma'am, but I just spoke with the supervisor. I can't overrule what she just told me. If I could give you your money back, ma'am, it would be my pleasure. I can't cancel out that account to avoid any future shipping billing because it is a monthly charge.
Well, so monthly charge for a sweepstakes? That makes no sense. Can I speak to your supervisor, please? A monthly?
I just did. We followed the same protocol, ma'am.
Oh, you follow the same protocol. Well, who do I speak to that's above your supervisor?
There is no one.
To somebody that's in charge of giving me my money back.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right, ma'am. You don't have to curse. Give me just a moment. I understand you're upset, but I didn't do it. Okay. I canceled out your account. That's okay. I understand you, ma'am. I would be mad too. Believe me. And I wish I could give you your money back. I promise I do, because I don't think it's fair the way it was done. Unfortunately, this is a third-party call center, ma'am. We have a certain protocol that we have to follow. I'll switch you over to a supervisor, okay? But first, allow me to give you your cancellation number, and you write it down. That way you'll know.
I'm not concerned about my cancellation number though. I need to know who I can talk
yes,
to.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna
transfer you to a supervisor, ma'am. But I require to give you a cancellation number when I cancel an account, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Give me just a moment, ma'am. I'm sorry. I wish I could give you your money back, ma'am. I know. Believe me, it happened to me before. So I know exactly. And mine was $174 that I didn't authorize. Right. My credit card company didn't even help me like yours. Is at least they're trying to help you. I got no assistance. Okay, ma'am. Your cancellation number, Miss Rebecca, is going to be C as in cancel. I'm sorry, 920-465-236. That's your cancellation number. That'll prevent them from continuing to bill you because they have you signed up for a monthly membership.
Holy now they,
yes, ma'am. That's why it was so important for you to get that. That's for your records. You are canceled. They won't bill you anything else. And if you give me just a few moments, Miss Rebecca, I'll get you switched over to a supervisor. Okay, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Just one moment, please. And again, I'm so sorry. I wish I could do more.
Thank you.
My heart goes out to you, believe me. Money is too tight right now for anybody taking anything from anybody without their knowledge.
Yeah.
Or authorization. I apologize. Give me just a moment to type up some notes, ma'am, and I'll get you transferred, okay? I'll be back on the line to transfer you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment, please.
She's going to transfer me to the supervisor, but... She's like, oh, believe me, I'm sorry. I feel so bad for you. I've had it done to me before, too, where they took money out without being authorized. I feel so bad. I wish I could give you your money back, but it's not, you know, it's not my, we follow a certain protocol. I'm so sorry. She's apologizing. I feel bad. I don't even know who these people are. I mean, literally, my stepdad just got us a tablet for the house. So why would I be able to try? I would never in a million years spend that money on sweepstakes. It doesn't make any sense.
Thank you for holding for me, Miss Rebecca. Give me just a few more seconds and I'll get you. I'm trying to wait till one comes available so you won't have to wait once I transfer you.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you again for calling customer support, ma'am. Again, my apologies. And I know that's not worth a dime, but I feel your pain because I've been there.
No, I appreciate it.
It really bites. Okay, well, you have a good weekend, or at least try to. I'm going to transfer over to my supervisor. You're more than welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold while I transfer your call, Ms. Rebecca.
Okay. Transfer my call. I mean, what can I do for this? I don't understand how I can prove that I didn't.
Just tell me what you're making.